A tournament is here. BetOnline is your bracket headquarters for this season, with the best bracket contest out there, and odds, lines, and info on every game and every round right up until the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices, and even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. Head to BetOnline today and get in on all the action. Remember to use promo code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Hello, howdy doody, what up though? Welcome back. It's Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. You are here with the Band Sessions with Da Boom. Before we get started, if you have not liked the podcast, if you are not following the podcast, what's wrong with me?
No, what's wrong with them if they're not following us yet?
I don't know what's wrong with them, but we gonna get them together. This is what you gotta do.
You're just stubborn now.
We're on YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Go to the site, go to the channel, hit the like button, click the bell, and it all helps the cause. And that's the I Love Jackson State University. We are back. Band Sessions with the Boom. Toby, Danielle, myself. Hold on. I'm sorry. They supposed to introduce themselves. It's your boy Terrell Key. I know I'm missing.
No, it's good. That's good.
I'm just too excited about this thing. Every time we come back, I'm excited. All right. So it's your boy Terrell Key, aka T Reezy.
It's your girl Danielle, aka Don Yeezy.
And it's Toby Johnson, aka Fury Style 009.
So we're back once again. They keep letting us back, y'all. So that means we must be doing something good. Thank y'all for the comments. Thank y'all for the shares. Thank y'all for the likes. Thank y'all for all of the feedback. Everything that y'all have done. Thank y'all so much. We appreciate it. We got a million more people, a million more shows to go. It's because of y'all. Thank you so much. Oh my goodness. Yo, Toby Danielle, what's the dealio? What up, though? What's happening, y'all? We back again. What's up?
We back again, and I'm happy to be here.
Man, so excited, man. It's just like this new season. We just keep moving. Right?
What we got going on, y'all? What's up? What's up for the day?
Man, I know we said we got a special guest, but I know like all our guests are special. That's your tagline, right?
They are.
And we're gonna say it again, but like just like looking into this episode, I do have a question, so we can just jump into it. Y'all ready?
I'm ready.
Ready.
All right, so like this year, the Sonic Boom of the South did a show where it was all sing-along songs. Mm. Y'all understand me? Like songs that we sing along to? Because every once in a while, you know, it's a lot of songs out there that, you know, bands play. Nobody sings to, like, you know, Boogie Wonderland because nobody really don't know the words, you know. But it's a great song. It's musical and everything. But, like, people, you're not going to, when you cut the song off, people are not going to be singing in the crowd, you know. I know back in, like, 2003, 2004 was one of like the first times where I was in the stands as an alumnus, and the band played in the stands "Love of My Life" by Erykah Badu, and they were cut off because the timeout was over, and then everybody in the stands kept singing like you know you rock my world. You be boy, and I was like, oh man, that's a hit when the band stops and the crowd keeps singing sing-along tunes. So like, what is like one of your band, what's one of the Boom's best sing-along tunes? What's one of your favorites?
That's a good one.
That's a great one.
I'm gonna say "Contagious," Ron Isley.
I remember that.
What
the hell is going on? In the scene that she smiled on.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Oh, man.
Toby, I got. Ooh.
You know, I got like Love of My Life is one, but like Happily Ever After. Couldn't be happily ever after. And I remember when we put the drum part together, it was important to put the snap in there. Guess what I did today? Bloop. We had to put the snap in there. Nobody can hear
that. That was hard. That was hard though.
You can feel it. You can feel it. You can feel it. Happily ever after was mine, man.
Okay. That's
okay. All right. So, since we going old school, right? We going old school. I think about the times that we were in the boom, and it's taking me back years ago, 20 something.
Four
ish years.
Five ish.
I got something. Ooh, hold on. Let me do a little typing right here. All right. I got something for y'all that the crowd really, really enjoyed. Hold on. Here it is right here. Here we go. So I got to go here. Let me click here.
This dude done got it.
I know. I'm getting fancy.
Right.
I'm getting fancy. Let's see if this works. Hold on. Here we go. Bam. Let's see if this works. Can y'all see that?
Not yet. There we go. Oh, there we go.
Roll it up.
Here. Yeah, hear that?
Expand that.
Trumpets, man. Yeah. Everybody singing, rewrite. I love. I love. Sing it.
That's mine right there. So I think that song, I remember we played that song a few times. There was a homecoming court scenario situation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There were several other scenarios to where, but to hear that song, Our Love, written and produced by the person that wrote it, that song, You only could hear that
written and produced by the person that wrote it.
We're gonna get to that. You saw what I see what I did there. So the only way you can really know when the crowd is really feeling the song that you're playing or that we were playing, we had to be on the field, because on the field, everybody's voices and their mouths are facing us because they're looking at us, and you can hear from behind us, on the side of us, in front
of
us.
See the shining sea.
That song right there, Our Love, that was my song right there. That's it.
You know how my answer. You know how I know a song is grooving? Because how we were dancing, like doing when it was playing, like everybody at the game is vibing. Who's stepping? Like this year, the can we talk? Everybody was singing, can we talk? Everybody was vibing. They had they drink in their hand. They had their pom pom. You know, it's a vibe. You know, like how can you make a marching band create a vibe? And that song is the epitome. Our Love is the epitome of like just creating that summer of love or that fall of love, that vibe of football season for Jackson State. It's great, man. It's awesome.
Yeah. Mm.
So thank you, Toby, for that. I got a question. I think that was amazing. So since we're talking about that, it's time to bring on our next special guest. All of our guests are special. They're very special. Mm-hmm. However, I'm very excited about our guest today, like I'm always excited. But let's go ahead and get into it. We've taken enough time talking about what we're talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, our next special guest on Band Sessions with the Boom. I got to get my pom-pom. I got to have my... You got your pom-pom yet?
We got to get
it. The hand clap is good. Ladies and gentlemen, our next special guest on Band Sessions with the Boom, none other than the Dr. Michael Magruder.
Oh my God.
Doc, what's happening, baby?
Hey, how is everybody? Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Hey Doc, baby, we appreciate you, baby. I had to hit you with the baby.
Hey, baby, handle your business, baby.
Handle your business. So Doc, before we go in, before we get too deep in, man, I appreciate you and I appreciate your time. We're not gonna hold you too long. Thank you for coming on. It's an honor to have you on here, man. We've had a plethora of people on, but I'm so honored to have you on here, sir. Toby is so honored to have you on here, sir. Danielle is so honored to have you on here, sir. Welcome to the show. How you doing, sir?
Doing well. Doing really well. Glad to be here. Thank you so much for having me on your show. Absolutely.
We're going to get right into it. We're going to get right into it. Toby, let's go ahead. Let's do it.
So, Doc, you know, every episode we ask whoever we have on our prestigious guest the same question. Like, tell us your boom story, the before, the middle, the after. Tell us your boom story. How did you become to know who the Sonic Boom of the South is?
Well, I'm originally from Jackson, Mississippi. That's my hometown. So growing up in Jackson, you would hear about the Sonic Boom, but I went to Murrah, finished in 73. So when I got the opportunity to leave high school, only had two scholarship offers. One was the USM and the other one was the Jackson State. USM only wanted to give me $100.
What?
Yeah, man. Now we're in 1973 now.
Yeah.
But Jackson State offered to pay tuition. So it was easy. It was an easy decision, man. So I ended up with Harold Hardin at Jackson State, and the rest is history.
Wow.
That's crazy because, like, when you think about it, like, I'm no longer in Jackson, but just growing up near Jackson, when you went to the Murrah High Schools, when you went to the Callaways, you went to the Provines, if you walk down the hallways, you'll always see the graduation pictures. And from like the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the pictures drastically changed. So I know like in the 70s, you know, Murrah, Callaway, Provine, those were like strictly like core style, you know, band programs. How was that transition for you? Because like me coming up from Brandon, that was the core style program. Me transitioning over to Jackson State it had its challenges, but I can only imagine the challenges that took place in the 70s. How was that transition, you coming from Murrah going to Jackson State?
Yeah, it was a transition because you're right. Murrah was a core style band when I was there. I remember the band director, Roger Dollahide. He was in his final years of being a band director, but coming to Jackson State was easy for me because of what it offered. Mm-hmm. What the things that we were about to do, the things that I'd seen them do, I wanted that. So the transition for me was easy because I wanted to be in the boom. I wanted to dance on that football field. I wanted to be a part of something special. And I was able to get that opportunity. So I really enjoyed that opportunity, man. I really had a great time making that transition. It worked out for me.
Beautiful. Man. Beautiful. So, Dr. Magruder,
yes.
So you got to Jackson State, and then how was that experience for you? And what happened after? Like, once you matriculated through Jackson State, what happened then? How was your time at Jackson State?
So I started in 1973. And in 1974, as you guys well know, we went from Jackson State College to Jackson State University. That's 50 years ago.
Today, right?
Yeah, today. Yeah.
As a matter of fact.
History right there.
So that whole transition, that whole experience was great. I ended up graduating in 1977, which is the centennial class. Mm-hmm. Jackson State was founded in 1877. I finished in 1977. I'm a part of that centennial class.
History.
So that 4-year period was, I used to tell everybody that that was the best 4 years of my life. And it went by like a blur. I don't know for you if it was the same way for you, but my 4 years at Jackson State was the best 4 years of my life.
Yeah.
Undergraduate school was great for me. I enjoyed every moment of it. But then when I graduated, didn't know where I was going, what I wanted to do. I didn't want to be a band director. Jackson State was educating us to be band directors. I just wasn't quite ready for that. I thought I would go on to school. So that's just what I did. Ended up going to Louisiana State University to get a master's degree in performance. Mm-hmm. 2 years of that was perhaps the hardest 2 years of my life, because at Jackson, I pledged. I did all of those good things. I had a great time. But at LSU, I didn't have time for any of that.
Mm-hmm. It was serious.
It was the practice room. Yeah, it got real. And it got real quickly. So for those 2 years, I was in a practice room trying to get it done. And that's what I did. I got it done. And I left and I started my teaching career. I thought I was going to perform, but there were no jobs out there for performers. As you know, I'm a clarinet player. Mm-hmm. So I ended up starting my first job in Natchez, Mississippi.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a junior high school. Now, yes.
Wow.
1979, a junior high. So
with a master's.
Yeah, with a I'm at a high level, having played a clarinet at a high level. My first job is teaching somebody how to hold a trombone or how to hold a trumpet. Mm-hmm. I was miserable for those. I did it for 3 years and I quit.
But that probably made you a great teacher, though, because you had to start from the beginning.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Yeah. That gave me some of the fundamentals that I learned at Jackson mm-hmm. State. Being a bachelor of music education student, but I had to revisit some of those skills, and I did, but I did it for 3 years because I was ready to move on to something different.
Right.
I quit, and this is the one mistake I made in my whole entire career. I quit that job in Natchez without having a job. But in my mind, I had a bachelor's degree from Jackson State, a master's degree from LSU. I could go anywhere and do anything. Mm-hmm. I ended up at Texas College for 1 year. Mm-hmm. 1984, I think that was 1984. Yeah, I ended up at Texas College for 1 year because that job came open and they needed a band director. They didn't have a marching band. All they needed me to do was to just prepare a small group of students to play for basketball games. Mm-hmm. After 1 year, I left. That was also the year I got married. That was 82. I better put my wife's not listening. 1982. So left Texas College in Tyler, Texas, and moved to New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And I spent 10 years at New Orleans at L.B. Landry Junior Senior High School.
Landry.
I love New Orleans, man. My wife's from New Orleans. So we had a great time down there. I enjoyed all of those 10 years. And eventually I got a call from Jackson State to come down. And I left New Orleans to join my alma mater. Jackson State University. Been 11 years there. Had a great time at Jackson State as well.
How was that call? How did you feel when you got that call? Because I see on the blanket on the back. You got your Tigers back there.
Yeah.
And you haven't been in Jackson for a while, but like it's always there. It's always in your heart. So when you get that call, like, hey. Right. It's your time. It's your time. We need you to come back. How does that feel?
So you have ambivalent feelings because you've established a program somewhere else. Mm-hmm. You know, the students would be upset when they finally realize that you're not coming back. But it was about my own personal growth and development. I knew that for me to do what I really wanted to do in life, I needed to leave the high school level, come home, join Jackson State and do what I wanted to do ultimately. And this is what I wanted to do. So I think everybody understood that. And when I got to Jackson State, it was like heaven. I joined the Sonic Boom staff. You know, it's unbelievable. But yeah, I was able to be one of the band directors at Jackson State. That's big for me, man. That's always been big for me.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
I think it was big for us too. You didn't even know it.
You're on the band staff, one of the bands that we consider our dream team. Like,
okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Mr. Adams, Magruder, Liddell, that's our team.
Yeah.
Pop, the Plissis, yes.
Yeah, all of y'all.
So
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
So it's crazy, Dr. Magruder. So like, so one of the things that I've always said when we do these shows, you know, the people that I'm friends with, that I've marched with, that I've spent years with, I learned something on the show, and I'm probably going to say this every single show. I learned something about the people that we have as a guest on the show that I did not know. So I'm listening to you and you talking about, you know, I remember when we were in the band, we came in 1998, we graduated 102. So Landry was a name that you spit out to us. That was like a school. That was a name. That was something that was like very near and dear to your heart. And then, so we really didn't know exactly where Dr. Magruder came from, because we were, you know, freshmen coming in, 17, 18 year olds. So I'm listening to you now and I'm thinking, I'm looking at, okay. Dr. Magruder, he marched in the boom. Cool. He went and did his thing, got his jobs, taught here, got married, blah, blah, blah. 10 years in Landry. So now I'm thinking, and correct me if I'm wrong, you saying 1993, 94, you came to Jackson State University as the band director. So we came in 1998. So you had already spent 4 years there. So we come in on learning of or being under the direction of the dream team.
Right.
You, Dr. Magruder, Dr. Liddell, Pop Duplessis, Mr. Adams, Mr. Bethea, and if I'm missing somebody, please forgive me. But so,
Catherine,
like, here
Catherine
we
are, Worthy,
Miss Worthy, thank you, Worthy. I appreciate that, Miss Danielle Walls. So, like, Dr. Magruder, so you come in, you're say Otis, it again,
yeah. It was Miss Otis in Ms. Our Otis. Freshman year was
Otis,
I think.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Miss Otis, if you're watching this, forgive me, I omitted you, but we in there now. So, Dr. Magruder, you came in. You did your thing. So, boom, you did your thing there. So, now it's 1994. You are at Jackson State University, your alma mater. You're the band director. You've done what you've done. You've gotten married. You know, maybe a kid or two, maybe not. Kids on the way. So, how was the transition for you when you became the band director at Jackson State University? Now you're moving forward in life. How was that lifestyle for you, sir?
It was a great moment to be named one of the band directors of Jackson State. That transition from high school to college was wonderful for me. Throughout that whole experience, I enjoyed every moment of being a Jackson State band director. You know, as you mentioned, I raised three daughters in that experience. They all came in. One was born in 86, one in 1989, and the other one in 1990. So
wow.
But that was before Jackson. That was before Jackson.
Yeah, that was before,
I brought you with me to Jackson State, mm-hmm. as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Lord have mercy. So let me start right there. So I have two little boys, Doc. I know I hadn't seen you in a while. I got two little boys. I got a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. Ain't no way in the world I would be like, hey, let's go move here so I can continue to raise y'all. I can't even imagine what their lifestyle is like trying to raise little bitty children. But you did that, Doc. Like you did that thing. You brought your daughters in. Your wife was like, okay, let's do it. Like, I can't even imagine what life was like as a parent. Yeah. Band director. I don't even understand what their life is like. So shout out to you, hats off to you for even, you know, just being resilient in that moment, in that moment of time, because you knew in your mind, hey, I got something special here. I'm the band director at Jackson State University. Continue, sir. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
And I have to shout out to my wife because, you know, we still a lot of late nights. Yeah, a lot of late nights out there with the band. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I wasn't able to bathe them, get them prepared for bed or ready for the next day. But my wife did all of that, man. So she's still with me. How? I don't know. God is good.
She is.
She is now, man. So
we're hallelujah.
Still, yeah. Yeah, that's how that worked. But yeah, she did all of that, and you know, I did what I could. Yeah. You know, it would come to the school with me, and on some days, and just run around the building. You guys may not.
I remember that. Yeah. But I always thought that was like something like notable about you, because like I didn't grow up with my dad around, but like with you and Dr. Liddell and Pop Duplessis, even with Thea, you know, what you guys showed me what grown men was supposed to do and handling their responsibilities, you know, on trips and just little life lessons here and there. Like, okay, I guess that's normal. I remember when you started working on your doctorate degree around the first, when we got to Jackson State, 98, 99, and you were at Ole Miss, and it was a couple of nights a week that we knew you weren't going to be at practice because you had to go up to Oxford.
Crazy.
Before all of the e-learning or the online, you had to actually be there. So you was driving up to Oxford, and I never thought about it till this week, you know, because Terrell has two. I have two and a dog, and a 15-year-old and a 6th grader, and just thinking about working towards a PhD gives me like a certain level of anxiety. And we didn't even know what that word was in like 98. Because, you know, you got to take care of your fam, but you got this responsibility at Jackson State. And then you got this, you know, you see where your future could go if you take this PhD. Like, how did you like manage all of the entanglements with what was going on in your life around 98, 99, 2000, when you were working towards your PhD, knowing that, you know, this is something that I need to get to where I want to be, but at the same time, like, you know, juggling that with family and being there and everything?
So I'll tell you an interesting story. Dr. Liddell was the director of bands. He was my 10th grade band director. I don't know if you guys knew that. But he was my.
What? No, stop.
I knew that.
Wait. I did not know that.
Right. 10th grade band director.
He was my 10th grade band director.
And Murr?
Brinkley. We were at Brinkley High
School. Oh.
Brinkley. Then we left Brinkley, went to Murrah.
No way. 11th
and 12th grade year.
Stop.
We would have conversations all the time. He would say, Magruder, if you wanted to stay on the college level, you need to get a doctorate. I said, Doc, I don't need a doctorate to do what I'm doing. With this band program, I'm doing pretty good. I'm moving in the right direction. He said, but you need a doctorate to stay on the college level. If you want to do that and move to other schools or do it. We held these conversations in 1997, 96.
Mm-hmm. Wow, beautiful.
And I started in 1998. You're exactly right with that doctorate degree.
Crazy.
And that was 3 years, 7 months, and 2 hours of going up and down that highway to Ole Miss.
Yep.
3 years, 7 months, 2 days, and 8 hours of riding.
Wow.
So, and I have to credit Dr. Liddell for putting that first on my mind, or giving me that opportunity, because he and Dr. James, they knew where I was. They knew what I was doing. They knew what I was trying to accomplish. And perseverance, that's all I know about, man. Because if I start something, we're going to get it done. And I was able to get that done, and we finished it. And it just gave me some more leverage and some opportunity, more opportunities, really. That's what it did for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Outstanding. So Dr. Magruder, I want to get into your time as band director at Jackson State. So you came to be known as like one of our favorite ballad arrangers, right? And we spoke about earlier, we spoke about songs that we would catch the crowd singing to, pretty much. You know, we would be playing them for halftime or maybe in the stands, but we'll stop playing. The crowd continues playing the record. I mean, playing the song. I mean, singing the song. Sorry. So first question is, what was your first arrangement at Jackson State, if you can remember?
Got it. Hit it.
And then your favorite.
You said favorite? First.
Oh, the favorite first.
Both of those.
You know, I've probably forgotten half the tunes that I've ever arranged. It's been so many. My first, I don't know, when I got to Jackson State, when I first came in the door, I had 10 arrangements in my hand. When I got there, because I knew we needed music. I knew you were going to want some music. So I don't know what the first one was that I wrote when I was there. I don't remember.
Wow. You don't remember the first song they played back to you and you were like, wow.
The first song? No, I don't remember.
Wow.
What was it? Tell me.
I don't know, but I'm going to find out.
We'll find out.
Curtis Luckett.
Curtis.
I don't remember the first song because I had several arrangements ready to go when I walked in the door. So, wow. Yeah, but I can tell you there were some favorites, though.
Your favorites?
Yeah.
And I think I heard you guys talking about Contagious. And I remember where I was. I was at home 2001 writing that arrangement when those Twin Towers fell. I remember looking at the news in 2001. What was that, 9-11, 2001? Those planes were flying in the building. I didn't know what was going on. Nobody knew. But that's when I was writing Contagious. That very day.
Wow. Yeah, wow.
That's one I do remember.
That was right before Southern Heritage Classic and it was canceled.
Yeah.
You remember. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. History. Wow. History right there.
Yeah. Wow.
That was the first song like we played every verse, chorus, like every tone, every person. Like it was, the lyrics were in the song. Like
they were.
I don't even know, like, because I'm a percussionist, so I don't even know if it's in the same key.
Your ears worked though. You heard it.
Yeah. Like I remember, like, people in the stands, like, singing every part. Like, the men were singing their part, and the women were singing their part, and the sopranos and altos. And it was just a beautiful scene. And I think we were ahead of the game because I don't think I know SWAC school, but like just any HBCU school was arranging farther. I don't think any school was arranging parts at that time with that type of melodic, you know, that type of knowledge of tone, of just all of it. I just don't feel like anybody was doing it. Yeah.
Don't sleep. Dr. Magruder wrote the entire song. The page was so long.
It was.
And you were in, weren't you? You were still working on your doctorate.
Yeah.
Right.
When
practice was over with, he would shoot up to Oxford.
I remember.
Complexity of this man. like he was doing a lot.
That's definitely one of my favorite arrangements, Contagious, for sure. That was incredible.
I don't write long arrangements like that anymore.
It's okay.
They don't memorize like you guys used to do it. So
yeah.
I sure
TikTok, man. It's TikTok. It's TikTok. Yeah. It's quick.
Very quick. Yeah. Very
it's okay, quick baby. Yeah. Baby, it's okay. So I'm gonna jump in real quick and then we're gonna shift to another level, right? So for me, Dr. Magruder is a member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, right? Y'all see it on the shirt. So my uncle, my mother's brother, is a member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. When I became a freshman at Jackson State University, gosh, I do not want to get emotional. I cannot. When I became a freshman at Jackson State University, Dr. Magruder walked up to me. Dr. Magruder, you walked up to me and said, "Hey, what's going on, young blood?" That's what you said. You said, "Young blood." He said, "What's going on, young blood?" I said, like, "How you doing, Mr. McGruder?" You were Mr. McGruder at the time. Dr. McGruder, I'm gonna call you. I'm gonna respect it. He said, I'm your uncle's frat brother. I said, "Huh? You told me you were my uncle's frat brother." So for me, there was an immediate initial connection that I had for you as a band director, as a professional, as a professor, as a man, mm-hmm. just as a teacher, as a person that I look up to you because you were tall. So I had to look up to you because you were tall. You are tall. So I'm like, oh, okay. So you told me you were my uncle's frat brother. My uncle's near dear to my heart. So when you told me that, it was kind of like, you know, you think about the HBCU experience. You think about the historically black college experience. The historically black college experience, not just at Jackson State, but definitely at Jackson State, you connect. We connect with each other. So he was able, Dr. McGruder, you were able to connect with me. And I have not had the opportunity to really just share this, but I feel like this is a perfect opportunity to share these moments. But you shared that moment with me. And from that moment, as a freshman at Jackson State, when we were in band camp before the upperclassmen came back, you told me who you were and who you knew. And you knew somebody that was near and dear, close to my heart. And so it's like from that moment on, we were able to be cool. We were connected. Hey, your uncle, Hugh the Q, that's my frat brother. I got you, baby. I got you, baby. So you literally looked out for me. And I know you looked out for everybody there. But I just want to say I appreciate you for giving me that opportunity to just be comfortable. And it's so weird and it's so wild because I wasn't even thinking about Greek life as a freshman. But I just want to say I appreciate you, Dr. McGruder, because, you know, my uncle, he's near dear to my heart. It's my mama's brother, my mama's baby brother. So it's like, oh, Dr. McGruder. So I call my uncle. I say, hey, you know Mr. McGruder? Oh, yeah, that's my frat brother. You know, my uncle talking that talk. Okay. I was like, wow. So, you know, so I paralleled that to how you were with everybody, all of the students that came into the band program for 4 years that I was there. You had that same connection with every student, not just the whole I know your uncle or your uncle is my frat brother connection, but you were very like, you connected with the students. Yes. You connected with everybody. You connected with all of us. Mm-hmm. And you super cool, Ms. Dr. McGruder. We know you cool. Yeah, cool. Baby, come on, baby, play your horn. Baby, it's all good, baby. You messing up. You missed a note, baby. It's all good, but you can get it together. So
fix it, baby. Handle your business.
Upperclassmen, fix it. Yeah. We'll stop right there. So, Dr. McGruder, so I appreciate this. So I got this is my question, you know, as I say all of that. How were you able to figure out the way to connect with everybody? Because we all connected with you. All of us, we connected with you. And it had nothing to do with frat brother and none of that, but you just connected with the students, and all of the students knew that Dr. McGruder.
That's a great question, for real.
How did you even figure out a way to connect with the students?
Yeah, it was my obligation to know everybody that walked through the doors to be in that band program. I knew everybody's name. I practically knew where everybody was from. And I made that a point every year to do that so that students would be comfortable in that band program. Mm. Made you comfortable. Danielle, I know you're from Detroit.
Yeah.
I remember all these things. Toby, I remember these things, man.
You call me Brandon.
Back in the day, huh?
You call me Brandon. Brandon.
But I just wanted to make students comfortable because it was, if you're a freshman, it could be intimidating to leave from high school to come to a college like Jackson State, a university like Jackson State. And I just wanted to make sure they felt comfortable in that environment. But more than that, I just wanted them to have a great experience because that's what this four-year experience is about. Coming, doing what you're supposed to do, having a great time, graduating, and being a productive member of society. So that's exactly what my job was. When you came in, great to see you. But when it was time to go, love to see you graduate, love to see you go, because that was the idea. That's what your folks wanted. That's what we wanted as band directors. That's what we wanted.
Terrell, like I remember sophomore year, I was in the hallway with Magruder. I know, Dr. Magruder, you don't even remember this, but like it meant so much to me. Because I didn't know my place in the band. And then later you guys kicked me out, but y'all let me come back. But that was good. You know, I will bring that up. And like, I get it. I understood as an adult. I understand.
We must have done something very wrong, man, for us to kick you out.
We're going to talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
Offline.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
But like, yeah, I spent a lot of money in therapy on that. But we good. But like, not, but y'all let me back. So like, I appreciate this. Look, it's real. But like, no, it's,
they laugh.
They're laughing because they know the story. Yeah. But like, no, like the fact that like my sophomore year, you came to me like, hey, we playing fam or we were playing somebody. Yeah. And you were like, hey, we need a reggae tune. And you like told me like, hey, we need a reggae tune. I need you to find me a reggae tune. And I went out and like, I'm from Brandon, Mississippi. I don't know anything about reggae, but like, I was like searching. I'm up in Best Buy and FYE Music, like buying albums and listening to stuff just so I could have something to report back to you, you know? And that was the first time wow. ever an adult that was in charge like of a program or had influence over a program like came to me, you know, and was like, hey, like, your ear's on the street. I need you to find it out. I can write it, you know? And that was something that was special to me. And that's something that, like, I've always had respect for you, but like honor and respect that came when you asked that question. That was awesome.
We have a tendency to refer to students because your pulse is on the program. You know what mm-hmm. students want to hear, people, your peers. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the music is like even today. So I rely on students to say, hey, Doc, would you go on and write this? Because I think it'll be a hit. Back in those days, I would do the same thing, man.
Yeah.
It makes a difference.
Wow.
Wow.
So Go ahead, D.
No. Go ahead, Toby.
No, I think I've learned so much over the past week about Winston-Salem State University.
Okay.
A great institution. I'm looking at, you know, we were all like sharing notes and stuff today about like the program. I was looking at videos today. I'm on spring break right now. So I was looking at the videos of the program and the growth over the past, you know, 10, 15 years. Winston-Salem in the conversation now, you know, like in CIAA, like people are talking about you guys. Like, it's not a big program, like, you know, like your Southerns, your Jackson States, but it's something that can potentially be there because it's a smaller school, but it's a good school and it's got great kids and they're disciplined, they're working hard, they sound good. What was the transition from going from Jackson State as an assistant band director, knowing that you should probably be a head band director, to that place, and then just putting your imprint on that program? Because your imprint is definitely on that program. You can see it.
Let me first start by saying, when I first heard about Winston-Salem State University, I had to ask the question, who is that? Mm-hmm. Where is that school located? Mm-hmm. Russell mm-hmm. Thomas introduced me. Dr. Thomas wow. introduced me to the idea of going to Winston-Salem State University because the chair of the department at Winston-Salem State University was a former student at Jackson State. He has a degree wow. from Jackson State. And I'm like, wow. I've never heard of Winston-Salem, man. I don't know anything about it, but they're looking for a band director. Just recently got my doctorate, so I decided I'll toss my name in the hat. Mm-hmm. What most folk don't know is the year before, I got the job at Fayetteville State. North Carolina has so many schools, but I got yeah. the job at Fayetteville State in 2003. And I brought the contract back to Jackson. They honored it, gave me a little raise. I stayed. Mm-hmm. In 2004, Winston-Salem State came open. And that transition was pretty tough because I inherited a program that was not going in the right direction. As a matter of fact, when I got there, I asked those guys to go through a paradigm shift. Mm-hmm. I asked them to forget everything you ever knew about band. I asked them to forget about it. Uh-huh. I want to start this program all the way over because that's the only way we're going to grow and develop and get to where we want to be. My only objective my first 2 or 3 years was to get some respect from the band world. But I know what it's like to be on top of the world. Mm-hmm. I've been on top of the world, man. Jackson State, come on, man. I've been on top of the world. Mm-hmm. And then I come to this school, and hey, man, I had to back it down a lot, man. I remember one night I'm at practice on the football field. Liddell calls me while I'm at practice. And he said, "Magruder, listen to this. Boom, boom, boom. Starting to go in and ask you my language.
That's starting BS, man. Like, Doc, yeah. Doc.
I said, Doc, you really, man, you gonna, and I inherited what I call now a dirty 30. I only had about 50 members of a band, man, and they weren't where they should have been. And I appreciate those guys, and they know I do because they were my foundation.
Right.
But yeah, so we've come a long way, man. I don't ever want to revisit 2004. I don't ever want to sound like that. We'll never be a Jackson State. University is a CIAA band. CIAA schools are smaller. We'll never be a Jackson State. We'll never get those numbers. And when I realized that, man, that's when I started settling in and saying, let me do what I need to do for Winston-Salem State University. And that's how that works now. I'm good. I know we'll never be 200 pieces, not while I'm there, because I'm at the end of my career, man. I'm almost about to let this whole thing go.
No, yeah, you can't. Doc, stay in there, baby. Stay in there, baby.
Couple of more years of this, man, and I'm, you know, then I may have to, we'll see. We just have to see, but yeah.
But Doc, you always seem younger to me than this, because when you said you got to Jackson State 73, 74.
Yes, sir.
Like, that's before all three of us were born. Like, so, yeah. Like, but you always seem like, because your connection with us, your connection with the kids, were younger, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, I work in education now, but, like, hearing you, it seems like you have so much more to give, but I know it's exhausting.
And I've been doing it quite some time, but I've enjoyed every moment of my career, man. Everywhere I've been, I've enjoyed those times with those students. So it's been great. And I, you know, I could keep going. I know I could keep going as long as I'm healthy, as long as my wife is good, my family, my girls are grown and gone.
Grown.
We're empty nesters. So yeah, we're good.
What is that? What you? That's right. Because when we saw them, when we met them,
they were little kids.
Yeah. So we talking 20 years now. They're, oh my gosh, they're
oh my God,
their own lives now. Right. Like, wait a minute.
I'm a grandfather.
Oh my God.
Like, you a granddaddy?
But what you don't know is when I first arrived, nobody may not even notice. When I first arrived to Jackson State, I had a one-year-old. I had a son who was born July. I went to band camp in August.
Yep, we knew that.
He's 51 saw a picture. Years old now.
It was a picture.
Wait.
He's how old?
He'll be 51 in July. Yes.
He's on us, man.
Yeah. Your son is 51.
Now he has a grandson, and so I'm a great grandfather.
Oh my 77. God.
What?
Right.
No, 77. He was
born in 73.
Oh my!
My freshman year.
Oh, you yes, right? Sir.
Yes, I was a knucklehead, man. I was a knucklehead.
I remember that there was a picture that popped up before social media got even hot and popping or whatever. All that. Mm-hmm. I remember. Hey, that's Dr. Magruder's son. Oh, okay, cool. He's older than us, or whatever. But you said he's 51.
He will be in July 51.
Wow. So he's 50. Okay, yeah, you've been in this game for a minute. That's long so time. Crazy. Yeah. Doc, man, listen, man. So we're nearing the end, and I hate this, and I say this every single time, man. Doc, you raised us. You know what I'm saying? You taught us. And like I literally when we hit the record button, the emotions came into me, and I hate being an emotional guy, because I'm not that guy. I'm the fun guy. I like to get crunk and have a good time. You know my background, you know how I am.
He's a pansy, so it's like man. He's a sauce.
Whatever. Yeah, whatever. So it's pool. Like, man, but when you say Dr. Magruder, and when you say the Sonic Boom of the South in our era, Doc, like you taught us. Like you were the one that was like, fix it, upperclassmen. Fix it. Whatever that means. Fix it. And we fixed it, or they fixed it. And whatever that means, it was all about the business. It was all about making the music the way it's supposed to be. Making the freshmen and the upperclassmen, because you held the upperclassmen accountable for whatever it is that they didn't do. You were the person that had the voice. You know, if Doc was saying something to us and we didn't really figure it out or understand, you came in and was like, look, this is what I need y'all to do. So it's nostalgia, Dr. Magruder. And it's so weird because, you know, I don't want to get into the whole, you know, man, I appreciate you, Doc. I love you, man. I appreciate you for everything you've done for us.
I do.
Toby's the one that normally does the, you know, the flowers and all the good things. But man, like I have a personal connection with you. Absolutely. And I appreciate you, Doc. It's been 20 years, man, but it feels like it's been yesterday. It feels like it's been yesterday, Doc. So thank you, man. Thank you, Doc.
Thank you, Doc.
Gosh,
those are flowers, man. Like for real. Like I can't add too much to that, but like
I know I can
because I contribute the man that I am, a portion of the man that I am to like the leadership that Dream Team brought to me and showed me, and the consistency, because you guys were there, and then just empowering me, because like I did not know that I was a leader. When I joined the Sonic Boom of the South, I didn't know that I was a leader when I was a sophomore, junior. So, but like you guys was like in a brief meeting was like, yeah, Toby, like people listen to you. And I was like, what? I was like, cause I was okay with coasting and floating, but you guys were like, hey, no, people like actually listen to you, and you being able to notice that just shows the true quality of a leader that you are, and a teacher that you are, and an educator that you are. And like, God got a special place for you, man, because you've poured all your knowledge, all your wisdom into a lot of students. I know that over time, like if we're talking about from the beginning to right now, there's a lot of people that you've poured life into. And I know, like, just the circles that we're in, Magruder your name is held to a high standard of excellence. So thank you for everything that you've done to contribute to our individualized, but all of our Crab Brothers and Crab Sister lives, and all of our Boomin lives, and then even carry that over to like the Winston-Salem people that we connect with now, because like you brought that energy. They're our cousins now, man. You brought that energy there, like, so like, we accept with, like, when I see Winston-Salem against anybody else, I'm rooting for Winston-Salem. So like that's it. WSU, I see you in that red suit.
D I love, baby.
Always
that. And you know, I tell everybody, I'm from the SWAC.
Hey.
I don't know what these CIAA boys do, but I'm from Jackson.
Period.
End of story. Let's go.
And I root for Jackson energy
all the time, man. So I'm proud of what's going on at Jackson State, man. I love that. I love what's going on with those guys, man. I just wish them the best forever, always, because I love Jackson State, man. That's my school, man.
Jackson State loves you, man. Jackson State loves you, Mr. Magruder, man. We love you, man. We love you.
Absolutely.
Y'all missed a couple of tunes that I wrote that I thought I did a pretty good job.
Oh, no, we didn't. Name it.
Yeah.
Secret Garden. Were y'all around when we?
Oh, I was. We played Secret Garden.
Yeah, absolutely.
Me and Mrs. Jones. You remember that one?
Yeah.
Me and Mrs. Jones.
We played
Mrs. Jones
too.
Oh my goodness.
I just remember crying on the hook. Yeah.
Doc, do you remember, Doc, let me ask you, do you remember the tunes? I know it's been a million years ago. Do you remember the tunes that were like staples, hot tunes, crowd pleasing tunes, crowd singing tunes? Do you remember those tunes? What tunes do you remember other than Our Love?
Yeah.
Secret Garden.
Yeah. Those are the ones I remember. Those staples. Those are the ones that Which one?
Happily Ever After.
I remember doing that one. I don't know when we played it. I don't know what year that was. I remember writing it. It came off pretty good.
Yeah, it did. Nobody's supposed to be here.
No, yeah, Deborah Cox.
Oh, I forgot about that one. You remember that one, Doc? Google it. Cool your phone out.
I remember that one. I don't remember writing that one or arranging that one.
Go back. You got to go back on your files. Do you keep your, because you were writing like pen paper.
Man, we stopped doing it in 2004, 2005. But yeah, when we first got there, we were, writing all the parts out.
I remember.
Everything, just like that. You're right. That's
all. I still got some William Bethea transcripts of like, this is the 18 bars that we're going to play in the loop. Like, I still have a couple of those like on paper.
Incredible.
The ancient days, man. That was tough, but we were getting it done.
That's history. That's crazy. Though.
Yeah.
Is it different for you now? Like, I know we're trying to get to the end, but like now because of YouTube and the kids are, they're on the web 24/7. Like, is like the pressure of having new tunes every week, is that something that you had to deal with?
Yeah. You know, like you say, because of social media, you just can't do the same show every week. That's over. Mm-hmm. And everybody's watching. Every school is being watched. I say it like that. So yeah, that pressure is on for everybody now. So yeah, and you know, sometimes you just don't feel like you want to go that extra mile, but because of social media,
you gotta
do it. So yeah, I feel it, but I'm good. Yeah, you know, I can put a tune together quickly. It's just a matter of them learning it.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
that's my biggest problem. Mm-hmm. How difficult do I write this song? Because we don't have but a few days to get it done. Right. So you know, those things have to be factored in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we giving it to alumnus and the grown people too, because like you can't measure the band program now based off of what we were doing at the time, because like we could go a good 3-4 weeks doing the same portion, like we could do the same drill for 3 weeks. We could do the same dance tune.
Wiggle drill.
2 weeks.
We're gonna change up the dancer team. Jay said too.
Like you can't do that stuff now. Like I'll chill out. Like give these kids a break, man. Like they go 2 days with doing the same thing, and you like
you're gonna crucify them. Yeah, you'll get crucified out here. Man.
Like we wasn't doing that. Like so
nowhere near it.
No. Doc, it's so great having you on this episode, man. Like you, what you have brought to the show, to us, the energy. I hope we were able to bring that back to you, because like you're special to us individually, as a program, as a don't want to bring it back to class of 98, but we feel like 98 is that year that was in the middle of when all the sections were formed and where we are now. So we feel like we that group that was right in the middle that can connect like people from the beginning to where they are right now. And we really appreciate all the work that you're continuing to do, the spread the light, the spread the word, and continue this thing that we love, marching band. We love it.
Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate you guys for even thinking about me, man. It's been 20 years since I've going to a Jackson State game, but because of social media, we see you every week, right?
Yeah,
right.
We know what's going on, but yeah, I really miss being in the stadium. That atmosphere, it's nothing like. I tell these kids today, if you don't go to a SWAC football game in your life, you've missed out. You need to go to a Jackson State home game.
That's it.
If they're playing Southern or if they're playing any of these SWAC schools, because you're going to have a great experience. And then you're gonna really understand where I came from.
Mm-hmm. I want to do it with you. I want to do it with you, Doc.
Yeah, when you coming?
Yo, I want to do it with you.
Hold on,
we gotta find your free weekend. I'm coming to that game.
He said it's been 20 years. So, Dr. McGrew, you said you've not been to a JSU game in 20 years.
That's in the stadium.
He left in 2004 to go to Winston-Salem. Wow,
challenge. We got a challenge. Mm-hmm.
So what we gonna do? We're gonna cancel.
Begging me to get back to Jackson to go to a game. So we may have to make that happen this year.
Cancel. Tell them folks to cancel one of them games that we're doing this. The band is not performing. Whatever the out of town game is that you guys are not gonna go to, man, Doc.
Come to Jackson.
Doc, come.
We gotta figure that out.
We'll figure it out.
Yep. Oh my gosh. Yep. Yo, so look, Doc. So, man, I wish we had like another 15 minutes, man.
Can
like,
he sit in Club LeBoon? Amazing.
Can he what?
He can sit in Club LeBoon.
Yeah, you see, we don't, somebody gonna get it. Everybody gonna get
somebody getting up, right?
Doc, we got you a seat. Doc, figure it out. It's 2024. Figure out a game.
Now, what is Club LeBoon, man? I don't know what that is.
Yes, you know, we always don't play. Don't do that. You know what Club LeBoon is. You know what Club LeBoon is. I want to say STTO, but I'm going to leave that there. STT, you know the groups within the boom. You know them.
Okay, yeah.
The Honey Bun. Okay.
Honey Bun. Stay close, stay connected with us. We'll make sure that you be where you need to be.
We got okay.
Absolutely.
No doubt. No doubt. No doubt.
Doc, so listen. So do you have anything? I don't want to end this, but we got to end this.
I don't either.
Man. You got anything?
On, man. I'm not going anywhere. What's okay? I got it. I know.
No, listen.
The clock is ticking.
No, Dr. Magruder is listen. I just feel like it goes without saying, but I will say it because that is what we do here. But how much I just love and appreciate Dr. Magruder. I am like, I'm blown away that we're even having this conversation and like I'm seeing his face right now. Like, it's amazing. It's awesome. And I'm like, I need to figure out how to get to a Winston-Salem game. Like, I got to see you in person.
I got to go to North Carolina.
Yes, that's how I feel. But Dr. Magruder is such an instrumental part in my life as far as a leader, a man, right? Mm-hmm. But a musician. I say a leader more than anything because he was so cool, right? So cool, but also just about the business. He made sure we all knew, you know, where we were going right and wrong.
Yeah.
You know,
facts.
He pointed out the good. Hey, you're doing a good job. Keep it up. And then also like, hey man, you know, do the program right. Do the program right, baby. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, as a conductor, as an arranger, like just, I don't know what to say, but I can say, like, I just appreciate you those 4 years that I marched in the boom were, you know, an amazing time for me, you know, of course, attending Jackson State, but you were instrumental in just my development, I think, as a musician and as a leader. And I love you for that forever.
The person. Yeah, that's awesome.
I love you guys. You know that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Forever.
D.I. Love. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Doc, you're forever. Freaking amazing, man.
Yeah.
D.I. Love forever. So, Doc, I'm gonna ask you one thing. Okay. And then I'm gonna say a little bit after you say what you gotta say. Okay. Doc, we at the point where we're gonna go ahead and end this. But don't click off because we're gonna talk afterwards, okay, right? Sure. So do you have any closing remarks, shout outs? Accolades to give to somebody or yourself, anything that you want to just share. The world is watching. Well, when they see this, they're going to see this. The world will be watching. Anything that's on your heart, on your mind, something you want to share, something you've been thinking about for the last 15 years and you've not had an opportunity to express because you've been so busy being a band director. Just anything that's on your mind, on your heart that you want to say at this moment, sir. You have the floor, the microphone, whatever you want to say. Go ahead.
Several things, really. I'm wearing this shirt because 50 years ago, I pledged Epsilon at Jackson State.
50? Let me call my uncle. Hold on. Let me call my uncle. You 50 years?
Oh, 74, YE Jackson State. 50 years, man. So
wow.
50 years ago, we became a university. 50 years ago, I pledged December 5, 1974. And that's why I love Jackson State, man. I've done so many things over my career, but the most important things I've done happened at that institution.
Mm-hmm.
One good thing happened for me at LSU. I met my wife. I met her at LSU, but she ended up graduating at Jackson State.
So She got it right. Shout out to Miss Magruder.
Yeah. So, man, just know that when people say "the I loved," I don't think they really understand what that means unless you've ever gone to Jackson State.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go to a school like that and come away without saying, I'm giving back. I love that institution. It was the best thing that could have happened to me, and I stand on that, man.
You, man, hey, you answered a question that I had that I didn't even, like, why Jackson State is so special. And you answered it, man.
Mm-hmm. All that I love, all that everything I've been able to accomplish, the confidence to do it came from Jackson State, man. Mm-hmm. The ability for me to go out here in this world and go places, do Jackson State gave that to me, man.
Oh, hey, my God.
Absolutely. Hey. So absolutely.
Nobody can take that away from me, man. Nobody. Nobody. And I stand on Jackson State.
I know, right? I love it. Love it. Yo.
Doc, I appreciate you, Doc. I appreciate you. I appreciate your wisdom. Doc. No, I appreciate your wisdom. I appreciate your entire existence. I appreciate you for what you've done for us as the class of 1998, crabs of 1998, how you poured into us. It was always about the business. I appreciate you. Me personally, I appreciate the interpersonal, the connection that you and I have had because of my uncle with the Omega Bros. Shout out to the YE chapter. You know, like, man, it goes so far, you know, and that's not the reason why, but it helps as to reason why it molded me as a young man. And it's like I looked up to you, like you were our pops when we were away from our pops. You were our uncles when we were away from our uncles. You were Definitely. Our role models when we were Definitely. Away from whatever Definitely. Our role models were. Like, you were that, you know, you, Doc, Mr. Adams. Pops, I mean, man. I go on, but there, like, I can't even
thank you, Rankin.
You, like, you did that, you did that for us, and here we are. We're 20 plus years later talking about something that
still
happened
talking about
20
this
years ago. The children that are in the boom right now, and I'm not gonna get into this because we are over our time. The children that are in the boom or at Winston-Salem right now were not even thought of. When it's we life, were man. Doing, they weren't even a twinkle in their father or their mother's eye when we were matriculating to Jackson State. So, Dr. Magruder,
thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Tell your wife I said thank you. Your kids.
Thank you, Mrs. Magruder.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Dr. Magruder. Your kids, they weren't old enough to really understand what was going on, but they were like,
"Daddy, what's going on?" Now they know.
They know now.
They know now. They know now. Thank you. Thank you,
Doc. I appreciate you, man.
I really appreciate this forum giving me an opportunity to just share what I've done. That's all I've done. Just being able to do that with you guys means a lot to me.
We got to put it on wax, Dr. Magruder. We got to put it on wax to make it real because, like what you did is great.
Yeah,
it's so crazy, man. Like, literally, this is really emotional, and I'm not an emotional dude. We got to get off of here. All right, y'all. So I'm gonna end this right here because I am not gonna cry on y'all's
too late.
Screen.
Like,
it's
wearing
too
glasses.
Late. That's
why
I wear glasses.
Glasses.
All right, y'all. So thank y'all for tuning in. Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. This is Band Sessions with the Boom. We had the Dr. Michael Magruder. Band director extraordinaire. He wrote all of the dope arrangements when we were in the boom and beyond, and where he is now with some Salem University. So, yo, we're gonna log off here. We're gonna end this. Thank y'all for tuning in. Until next time, let me get my pom-pom. Peace out. Shout out. The I Love. We out of here. Holla.
Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club is presented by Bet Online.